Yeah.
USA. Mm. And then the PNZ meets on the first and third Tuesday of each month. So our goal right now is to be in front of PNZ very early in January.
Mm-hmm. Well, January 4th, to be precise.
Okay.
And ideally move through them and go straight to council.
Well, let's assume that we get approved in one meeting with PNZ, which may or may not occur. As you know, sometimes you can go, the cities kind of keep talking about it and tabling it, but we think we've got this group pretty well teed up for success. Mm-hmm. So let's assume we get approved January 4th, then what's the next earliest council meeting?
Then we'd go
straight. Can you be on the second Tuesday?
Then we'd go straight in front of, council. My understanding is that we could go back-to-back. I've not had that definitely confirmed yet.
I mean the second and fourth Tuesday?
The second and fourth Tuesday.
Okay, so what that means is on January 11th,
mm-hmm.
if we're approved by P&Z on January 11th,
you're in front of council?
He would have the first reading of the city council, and then on January 25th, we would literally be approved, assuming they approve it, you know, two hearings.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of optimistic. I think they will approve it in two hearings. We've told them that we are really under a tight time frame contractually, and, you know, we've kind of kicked them in the butt a little bit with that.
Yeah.
Help. My concern is actually with the P&Z a little more, whether they'll approve us in one hearing. And so if they don't, that might set us back a couple weeks. I think if they approve us in one hearing, I think the council will hopefully approve us in two.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've laid a lot of groundwork up front, so it's not like they're not going to be surprised. Like Tim said, you know, we've had the PowerPoint presentations at, you know, the opening of the city council meeting to let them know, you know, what we're doing. And
I may even look to send you one of those PowerPoint presentations as well.
Oh, that'd be great.
The amount of time that we've spent educating the council. I think that's really one of the beauties of when you've got a 141-page document, council's really relying on staff review, and that is why staff is spending so much time and why they've now involved a consultant to look at that further as well.
Yeah.
So if we get zoned on the 25th,
mm-hmm.
that'll be the night of the 25th. Arguably, we could maybe close within literally a couple days thereafter. So I guess we'd actually have to extend the contract at least, you know, we'd have to maybe extend it till February 24th, but we obviously want to close right away. Because
mm-hmm.
we're motivated to close. We want to get cracking on this and start working.
Sure.
And we've got home builders that want to buy lots, and we want to start getting the streets built and so forth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Time, basically, the way we have our deal structured with Avanti is their capital eats into our return.
Okay.
And so they have, you know, they're proud of their money, as most people are these days. And so the longer, every day that goes by literally costs us, as a development company, a lot of cost because they're capturing more and more of the ultimate return.
What your structure with them is, what's your structure with them? You just pay them off as money comes in, or?
It's almost like they're an expensive lender. I mean, it's all equity. Okay, so they get, you know, basically 100% of the cash proceeds from property sales,
mm-hmm.
or any revenues.
Mm-hmm.
So they get all their money back,
mm-hmm.
plus basically a base internal rate of return of about 8 to 10%.
Mm-hmm.
Then they get about 85% of all cash until they get a 20% internal rate of return.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, it flips, and then we get the majority of the money.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You look at, say, $14 million.
Wow.
They basically are taking the vast majority
Wow.
So if you look at that per day, you know, it's like $7,000 a day.
Well, I'm sure you've done projections, and when do you think you would reach their 100% capital return level?
Well, we actually think because of the single family, we can do it within 2 or 3 years.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's quite good. Then the commercial takes a while after that, but we think we can actually. That's why they're interested in doing it. I mean, they can buy land all over the country. You know, you can pick up land for pennies on the dollar practically these days because nobody has any capital for it. So they do, so they're in the catbird seat, and so they can be real picky.
Sure.
So the reason they like this project is because, you know, that we can create some initial liquidity. The thing they don't like about it is the commercial land, and they're concerned about when that'll sell.
Yeah.
But I should talk just briefly on their process, because there are two key components, the money and the zoning. We just talked about the zoning.
Yeah.
The city, and Avanti's, you know, the majority of the capital. You know, the question is when that comes in, then we're done, like I mentioned before.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, their standard deal is that they require a 45-day period of underwriting and due diligence. They just completed, they're probably, like I said, 15, 20 days into it. They just completed the market, pretty big market study from one of the renowned market study groups here in town, and in fact they just got it I think yesterday, and they just emailed it to us. So,
mm-hmm.
So then they're doing environmental. In fact, we're actually paying for their underwriting. We have to send them a check. They look at it like this: we're putting our money where our mouth is. If we really like this deal, we'll pay for their underwriting. But we're in effect actually paying for their market study and their environmental and all that stuff. So they're going through that right now.
Is that an expensive item?
It's pretty expensive. Yeah. It's,
yeah.
You know, several thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
I think it's like 20 or something like that.
Yeah.
But they haven't spent it all yet, so if there's any left, we get a rebate. But they'll probably spend it. It's funny how that works.
Yeah.
And anyway, so they have a 45-day inspection period, or, you know, underwriting period, and then they can fund 21 days after that. So we should basically, prior to the holidays here, they won't be through with the 45-day period in total, but I know these guys, and they'll probably have 80 to 90% of their due diligence done, and we'll, basically have a pretty high degree of comfort. I've got a decent degree of comfort right now, but we'll have a higher degree of comfort once they kind of finish their underwriting. And then, so once they sign off on it, then they basically send out a note to, like, Yale University and those groups that are in their fund. And just like all funds, they do a call down, and I think the investors have 10 business days to spend their money into the Avanti fund.
Oh.
And that's typical. That's how these big institutional funds work, is they actually make commitments. They might commit, you know, Yale might commit $100 million to the fund or something,
mm-hmm.
Or whoever else, and then Avanti will say, okay, we need, you know, $14 million by January 20th or something.
Oh, I see.
And then they'll close, you know, a week after that.
Okay.
That's the process.
Yeah, I got it.
Bill, one thing about motivation to close, you'll see one of the things Richard and I and Realty Capital are spending a lot of money also up front on this process. With all the things we've outlined, we won't see any of that back until we actually get to close.
So you put up your own capital for this part of the process?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Every dollar that goes out right now is at-risk dollars, that's our money.
If we don't close, we lose